Johnson, your mind powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon at Chase on the Lake. Check them out at chaseonthelake.com or give them a call 888-CHASE-06. Absolutely beautiful day here in Walker, Minnesota. And they've got a big festival going on this weekend, all kinds of fun. Be sure to check it out. That's chaseonthelake.com. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon. Normal or nuts Friday, my friend?
Here's a few questions that we're wondering whether they're normal or they're nuts. We just chatted with Mark Levin, the author of the Liberty Amendments, Restoring the American Republic, and he has a suggestion for a constitutional convention, which 34 states would amend under Article 5 of the Constitution, issues related to federal spending and taxing, term limits for members of Congress, term limits for justices, as well as private property rights being protected. Here, how about this one? This is how simple this is. An amendment to promote free enterprise. Section 1, Congress's power to regulate commerce is not a plenary grant of power to the federal government to regulate and control economic activity, but a specific grant of power limited to preventing states from impeding commerce and trade between and among the several states. Section 2. Congress's power to regulate commerce does not extend to activity within a state, whether or not it affects interstate commerce, nor does it extend to compelling an individual or entity to participate in commerce or trade. Basically, all the things that have frustrated the daylights out of a good many members of this audience are addressed here. And so it's done very simply, but it would take a constitutional convention. Rather than waiting for Congress to fix it, rather than waiting for a president to propose it, what do you think of the idea of having 34 states do this, taking it back? Is that normal?
Well, let's see. Congress hasn't fixed it. No president has fixed it. The judiciary is laughable at best at times. It's normal. It's absolutely normal.
All right. That's one question for you to answer today. Here's a couple others. By the way, Congressman Colin Peterson, a Democrat member of Congress who was the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, is saying, hey, milk prices are going to double if the farm bill isn't done by October 1st. So they're using the fact that it's going to, revert back to an old...
Why is October 1st that magic number?
Because it's as usual with Congress, they've got a deadline in there. This smacks to me a little bit of the sequestration thing. Let's find as much pain as we can. I mean, I want them to get the farm bill done, too. But the idea that now they're threatening, oh, no, prices will double if we don't, get it.
I just won't drink milk. I won't be able to afford it.
Well, he says it's coming. Is that normal or is that nuts? Have you heard about the Wahpeton sex offender sleeping in a park?
This one kind of befuddles me. Most city parks, and I tried to find this, most city parks are closed at night. You're not allowed to camp overnight in city parks. They close at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever, 11 o'clock, whatever the case may be. I couldn't find it on the statutes when I went and looked for the park rules with the park board in Wahpeton. But most city parks are closed. Why is this individual allowed, a sex offender, to hang out, camp in a park where there's children?
Well, it's happening.
It's happening. It's a park. That's where kids go. In a park.
28-year-old Aaron Beaver was convicted back in 2003 of sexually assaulting a young girl hundreds of times and has been living in the Wahpeton area since about 2005, bounced around from place to place, but one of his more recent stops is a park, a city park where children play. Parents are upset about this, and so far the city unable to do anything about it. So, is that normal or is that nuts? Another one of our topics today.
Well, I'd say that's nuts that he's allowed to stay there, because I'm a death penalty fan for individuals that would go as far as molesting a child. That's just, to me, there should be no quarter.
One other one on our docket is that Senator Heidi Heitkamp has announced she's holding yet another Twitter town hall next week. So town halls, rather than being mano a mano, in person, and, hey, what's your questions? Here's my answer, all online in the form of little tweets. Is that normal or is that nuts? By the way, here's a few of your answers on that on our Facebook page. Paul says it's nuts. Just look at the voter age in North Dakota, and you'll see that the vast majority of North Dakota voters don't even know what Twitter is. Jordan says the only reason she won't come on your station is because you took her baby brother's time slot on this station. Yes, she should be in person. Twitter town halls are just phoning it in.
Let me look at our Twitter and see if there's anybody's weighed in on that. You can get to our Twitter or our Facebook page by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com or radio.com. And, nope, just still the one from Scooby Scout.
By the way.
Yeah, that's just it. Just one tweet.
To that person's comment about being on this program, we have invited Senator Heitkamp to be on a talk radio town hall, like Congressman Kevin Cramer and Senator John Hoeven do from time to time. In fact, since the last time Senator Heitkamp was on, months ago, I think it was in May, Kevin Cramer's been on 11 times. John Hoeven's been on 5 or 6 times. And we keep getting declined each time. We love the ability to be able to have you ask them questions. You're a member of Congress on a talk radio town hall. We'll do lots of those. But I still think these members of Congress ought to be doing town halls in person, not on Twitter. So I think it's nuts, too, but we're deferring to you. 800-228-0550. Let's get back to the calls here. John in Grand Forks wanted to weigh in on the Mark Levin proposal. Normal or nuts for a constitutional convention, John?
Yeah, good morning. First, to your flag callers, your new call screener who is originally from Michigan, give him a break when you mention your town, because he'll probably not understand when you ask him what zip to zap means.
Well, we should mention that Tom is filling in for Aaron today, who's gone. So,
and I used to live in Michigan. I used to have to try to figure out all the Michigan names, so it's only fair.
Yeah, right. Give him a break. Mark Levin, spot on, other than if I may take a moment to give an analogy. When I was in sales, I always said where opportunity is when somebody has something they don't want. And an example would be we had a snowstorm once. I went into the hardware store for something, and he said, man, I wish I would have had more shovels and snow blowers. I could have sold them all. Well, in regards to Levin, and you pick a topic about the economy or our country, you know, pick it. But the real problem is, and we're getting to that point, it's a great opportunity in a way for all the misery we talk about. The problem is we don't have enough people hurting yet. Once a large amount of people start to hurt, whether it be healthcare, the economy, whatever, then things will start to happen.
Boy, I don't
reach that point.
But why do we have to go that far in the hole that you're just digging yourself out of a deeper hole?
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
And not to mention, I get the sense people have had it about to the brim. Not as bad here, obviously, thankfully, because we're bucking a lot of the trends that are out there nationally, but still the same amount of frustration about the national scene. Appreciate the call, John.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Normal or Nuts Friday. Don in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
In regard to this Liberty Amendment, wouldn't it get rid of the income tax?
The Liberty Amendment, if it would get rid of the income tax.
I don't know. Well, first of all, what Mark is suggesting is, you know, call the convention and then, you know, have a debate about what should be. He's put forward somebody. He's just saying, hey, there's a lot of people. There's two amendments to limit federal spending and taxing.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I just want to throw out one thing about a constitutional convention in our time. The people that are now alive and active would completely wreck everything, because you can't, the way things are now, guarantee that the convention will only address one idea or one subject.
You can, actually, though. That's what he's talked about, how you call a general convention, but the actual amendments have to be the same state to state. That's why you get a process where you agree on the language, so it stays the same. Specific to your question on taxes, too, by the way, they do two things. One, on spending, it says Congress would actually be limited to not be able to spend over 17.5% of the nation's gross domestic product on taxing. Congress shall not collect more than 15% of a person's annual income.
Okay, I guess you said all of that a little while ago, but oh my gosh. But anyhow, he's saying that he has some method of guaranteeing that the convention wouldn't be open to any and every subject?
Well, first of all, he said, number one, the legislators appoint who's part of the who's you know the delegate to the convention. So you have control over who that person is. Number one, so that would be a part protection. Second of all, you agree on the language going forward. Because one of the criticisms against a convention is it would be just run away and be taken over and do all kinds of things that you didn't intend for that convention to do. And I think that's what you're saying your worry is, Don.
Yeah, really.
And Mark is saying that's the common argument against this and laid out his reasons, as he does in the book, why that worry is unfounded through a couple of different mechanisms. So the book, The Liberty Amendment, by the way, Restoring the American Republic, is it an idea that time has come or is it nuts, normal or nuts? You tell us at 800-228-0550. Mark in Grand Forks, Rex in Watford, and we got an email from Tom in Bismarck as well on this topic. All when we continue on a Friday edition.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hennen, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Longevity Link.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Keep on moving till the first rays are done. Keeping it on till it is strong. Rolling till the nighttime blazes on. All along, I keep singing.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Buchan along with Scott Hennen. This is What's in Your Mind? Normal or Nuts Friday. We'll get back to our phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Scott and myself broadcasting from Chase on the Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota on Leech Lake. Absolutely a beautiful day. You can feel it in the air. Fall's starting to roll around. The leaves are getting ready to change. They haven't started changing yet. But if you'd like to do a little fall vacation, check them out online. ChaseOnTheLake.com. 888-CHASE-06 is the phone number if you want to give them a phone call.
We talked earlier about some of the condos, and you can actually own condos at Chase on the Lake. They just recently had an across-the-board 35% price reduction on those. So folks that might be a ways away from Walker, Minnesota, and see that as a long drive, it's sort of like a timeshare, only, it's really hassle-free. You own it, number one. When you don't want to use it, they rent it out for you and share the rental income, so it's a really neat deal. I just encourage you to come check it out sometime and have a stay. In fact, if you do so in September or October, they have a special. It's a one-night, two-bedroom, one-bath classic condo. You buy one night, you get the second night free. And it's good any Sunday through Thursday. Use the promo code SCOTT online. If you go to chaseonthelake.com, put in the promo code, code SCOTT, or give them a call at 888-CHASE-06. It's Ethnic Festival this weekend.
Yeah, Ethnic Festival.
In Walker, which is always a lot of fun.
They're cooking a pig.
Yeah, they are. And they're having a hogs and hops event, so all kinds of fun ethnic beers and a barbecue. And Walker really just is a delightful town. It's like a Norman Rockwell Lake town.
Anytime you cook a pig, for heaven's sakes.
And if you're not familiar with where it's at, it's northwest of Minnesota, but just shy 2 hours from Fargo. So, not too terrible drive from anywhere that you're listening. Certainly worth it, so check it out. Let's get back to the phones on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind.
Rex in Watford City, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I'd like to address. The first thing is, I don't think that any amendment is going to change anything. And the basic reason for that is the fact that any wording that they choose in order to place in this amendment is basically euthanized. In World War II, the definition of an enemy combatant out of uniform was a spy. Today it's a terrorist. We do not, have to give them a trial or anything. We just lock them up. We take them to U.S. soil in another country. I was a member of the Army Armed Forces, and when I was standing on U.S. soil, all the U.S. laws were intact, but unfortunately not with a detainee. So basically what they're doing is euthanizing. If we can't call it this, we'll call it that. I'm just waiting for a murderer to come up to the judge and say not guilty because I didn't kill anybody. I mean, after all the other bodily functions are still working. Only thing I did was cease upper, thought process, so there's no law against that.
We laugh, but that's not funny. It's just not. It's too close to what's going on to be funny.
It's absolutely true, and no matter how we sit there and word these things, we already have the laws on the books, okay, in order to enforce the proper running of our government and the restrictions placed on our government. We have a huge database on YouTube, Facebook, of police officers and officials in absolute misconduct. Absolutely, there is no question about it. There is no euthanization of their actions. And 18 U.S.C. Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. This statute makes it a crime for any person acting under the color of law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom to willfully deprive or cause to be deprived any person those rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution and the laws of the U.S. and the laws of the U.S. But the thing of it is, we have no way of actually making this law stand. That's the issue. All the tampering that the government's doing and everything like that, believe it or not, it is a absolute requirement, mandatory issuing of a warrant if a federal judge is presented with an affidavit in violation of this act, he must fill out a warrant. But the only person that can present that affidavit to a federal judge is a prosecutor. So as long as the prosecutors are not held responsible, the congressmen are not held responsible, the police are not held responsible.
Well, Rex, what you're describing is what needs to be changed, and that's why Levin's doing what he's doing. He says in his book, the statists have been successful in their century-long march to disfigure and mangle the constitutional order and undo the social compact. To disclaim the statist campaign and what does he say, to disclaim the status campaign and aims to is to prudently ignore the inventions and schemes hatched and promoted openly by their philosophers, experts, and academics, and the coercive application of their designs on the citizenry. He is as frustrated as you are and is saying this is the only way ultimately to get around the way they twist the Constitution, to go back and say, okay, here's the Constitution, here's how you twisted it, here's how you fix it.
Address the constitutional issue. The only thing that we have to address is this act legal or illegal. Simple as that. We have hundreds of videos on YouTube.
Right, and then of course,
there's several organizations that are on YouTube right now that has documented absolute proof of illegal actions. We get rid of these people that are orchestrating the illegal actions and instructions and policies of these organizations or these incorporation of our government. And we have gotten rid of the ability for this government to be corrupt. It's simple as that. And if we enforce it at the lowest level instead of from the top down.
But you're relying on judges, though, right? I mean, you're relying on judges there, obviously, and that's been part of the problem. Appreciate your passion on this very much, though, Rex. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bill in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. What do you think of this idea, normal or nuts?
I think it's a great idea, but my comment is you keep calling it a constitutional convention, and I do believe Mark Levin said on your program and on his program, he constantly says this is not a constitutional convention. I just wish that you people on talk for local talk shows or who do local news would listen to the what the your guests or the talk show hosts say while you're on duty and pay attention to what they say.
Well, obviously, we paid attention to what he was saying. We interviewed him about it.
I know. I was listening. But he you go back. I'm sure you recorded it so you can play it back later. But there will be a part in there where he said this is not a constitutional convention.
I think the caveat there, Bill, if I recall, is that it's not an open convention, right? I mean, I think that's what he's talking about, where you could. It, in other words, it's defined. It's a convention because that's what the legislature does, right?
Yes, but it is not a constitutional convention. It's a convention to amend different parts of the Constitution. It is not to amend the whole Constitution. Or
yeah, take your point. Take your point. I mean, you're
semantics.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the point is, the worry of a open constitutional convention is that it could just become anything, and that's what they're trying to prevent.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. The Second Amendment in our focus when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you listen close, you can hear the loons calling your name all the way from Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, a premier Minnesota resort community thanks to Chase on the Lake. This resort is phenomenal. Now, don't think tiny little cabins or, you know, creaky. This is class. This is elegance. This is charm. This is comfort. This is relaxation like you can't believe. We're talking in a Beta Spa, the Copper Door. We're talking a 502 award-winning bar and restaurant. We're talking about a facility of 2 and 3 bedroom condos, state-of-the-art, loaded up with all the goodies. This facility is phenomenal. Check it out for yourself right now, chaseonthelake.com. That's the website. When you use the promo code SCOTT, you'll get a deal any Sunday or Thursday in September or October. Book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo. Get a second night free. chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. Come join us and relax at Chase on the Lake. Call them for more details, too, 888-242-7306. That's 88-CHASE-06.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
This Friday edition of What's On Your Mind is flying right along here, folks. Another half hour to go. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments.
I think it's the scenery.
Maybe it is.
It's the scenery.
We're looking at Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, broadcasting live from what is going to be a busy weekend in Walker, Minnesota. It's their ethnic festival here in Walker. They have the Hops and Hogs event going on with lots of ethnic beers and pork barbecue. Right out front of Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Check it all out. All right, we have a guest to talk about the Second Amendment in just a moment, and she wants more laws. She wants Heidi Heitkamp to change her position. Susan Beeler will join us in a moment from North Dakota Moms Demand Action for Gun Sets. Your calls are welcome for her, but let's get these calls. I've been waiting a while. And Mark in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, let's get to you. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Jim in Detroit Lakes and Mark in Grand Forks quickly. Jim, you're first. Go ahead.
Scott and Steve, Jim Casper calling. On my way to Walker as we speak, but I wanted to reiterate about your last caller. Mark Levin's book is not calling for a constitutional convention. It is calling for a convention of the states called by the states to propose amendments to the Constitution. It is a very, very important distinction. Words are important. And people hear the word constitutional convention, and they go crazy. But this could not pass any changes to the Constitution, as Mark said, because once the convention does its work, then the states have to ratify it. So it's a key distinction, but an important distinction.
All right, and appreciate that call and yours as well. Are you going to lead the charge for North Dakota, Jim, so we get one?
You know what? That's on my agenda to work with some of the other. There's a lot of legislators around the country that are working on this type of legislation for their next legislative sessions. I will be involved in that, working with those states to try to come up with language that would allow North Dakota to be one of the states that says we're ready to go. And obviously, my colleagues in the legislature are going to have the final say on that, not me.
Well, it'd be nice to see some folks leading the charge, though. I think it would obviously from the calls today, folks are ready for the change and frustrated with the fixes elsewhere. Appreciate the call, Mark Grand Forks. Quickly, your comment is Mark Levin normal or do you think he's nuts?
Well, certainly reclaiming the republic is an idea whose time has come, but I disagree with Levin's approach. A couple callers ago pointed out that there are volumes of documented proof that demonstrate criminality by elected officials and private sector individuals who are betraying this country intentionally. And that's where we need to start. We need to prosecute the criminals who are engaged in treason. And as I've said before, we know for a fact that Communist China is an enemy. We have laws on the books that punish people for aiding the enemy. Communist China's client states include North Korea and Iran. They provide them, they arm them with nuclear, chemical, and ballistic missile technology that are aimed at the U.S. They are sponsors of terrorism. And, of course, that means China also sponsors terrorism. We've engaged our leaders, public and private, have put us in a subordinate position to communist China with free trade. We depend on them now for borrowing money. Why? Because we have everything manufactured there. And they torture their own people who engage in peaceful protests demanding representative government. So we know that they see the U.S. Constitution as an existential threat as well. So we need to put these criminals who, under the guise of free trade, I mean, it's subordinate to a communist regime, in jail for treason and aiding the enemy. That's how we reclaim the republic.
Mark, thanks for the phone call. Let's get on to our guest, Susan Buehler, joining us. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve and Scott, for having me on your show.
Who are you representing today, and what's the initiative behind this?
Well, I am the chapter leader here in North Dakota of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense of America. We are an organization that founded just shortly after Sandy Hook. We have over 90 chapters throughout the United States, over 100,000 members, and we are a growing organization. And so what we are doing is we want to see gun sense. We're not looking at grabbing people's guns. We're not anti-gun. We are looking at having common sense, gun sense type laws that protect people from people that are mentally ill or that should not have guns.
Define common sense. I think I have common sense. I'm a gun owner, Susan. I have a lot of guns. I'm a responsible gun owner. Most people in the state of North Dakota are responsible gun owners. Why do we need more legislation against us?
Well, it's not against you. You go through a background check. A law-abiding gun owner buying a gun from a federally licensed retailer will go through a background check. What we're looking is to close up some of the loopholes that make getting guns easy for people that should not have guns, such as domestic violent offenders that bypass a regular federally licensed dealer to buy it online, you know, through a classified ad or at a gun show to bypass it. They will look for somebody that doesn't have to have a background check. You know, they're not a federally licensed dealer. So buying a gun that way so that they can bypass the system. And background checks are already being done. We want background checks done for the population that's not having them done.
Have you been following what happened in Colorado to a couple of folks that took your way of thinking and ended up out of office, recalled? I mean, the idea that Heidi Heitkamp's going to change her vote seems like a long shot on this one, Susan. What would you say to...
Well, it's not just Heidi Heitkamp. It's our senators in our state have to recognize that gun violence affects people in North Dakota also. We had, in 2012, we had 20 murders. And our population is the same size as Seattle. And in Seattle in 2010, they had 19 murders. And, of course, not all of those were gun-related murders, but we do have a problem with violence in North Dakota. And the number one of the major causes of violence is domestic violence.
But again, I was speaking specifically to the politics of this and referencing what happened in Colorado. And in fact, didn't your signature campaign only gather 61 signatures in North Dakota? This is not popular, what you're suggesting in North Dakota. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that wasn't a Moms Demand Action petition drive. That was a petition drive that was done online through Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is another gun organization that I have worked with because I want to work with organizations that have like-minded philosophy in looking at regulations to prevent people from getting guns that should not have guns.
Let me ask it a different way. Do you see this as politically popular in North Dakota, what you're suggesting?
Well, I look at it as Heidi Heitkamp has stated that she wants to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill and the criminals that should not have guns. That's the same philosophy I have. Now, how we go about it, that is the question. And I believe that most citizens in North Dakota feel the same way. Now, in spite of the recall in Colorado, the law still stands. What they did was try and intimidate politicians to back down. But if you believe in something passionately and you believe that it is the right thing to do, which I believe it is,
Susan, you're not intimidating politicians to back down. What you're doing is you're getting politicians to pay attention to their constituency.
You've got our opinions here, and we want to get some callers in as well. Marty and Bismarck for Susan Beeler. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, great job, guys. I'll tell you what, Susan Beeler better thank the Second Amendment so she can spout her gun control BS. Without the Second Amendment, she wouldn't be able to talk like this. You know, she's twisted the Constitution, and, you know, also she is a liar. She told me personally that Michael Bloomberg had nothing to do with Gabby Gifford. Well, Susan, Bloomberg's organization gave $250,000 to Gabby Gifford's Americans for Responsible Solutions. So you lied. And I also want to thank you for posting my name and picture because of my business. Because you really helped my business, because if you don't know this, a lot of people called me just for that and said, I'm going to hire you because you stood up to this lady and her nutcase organization. So thank you, Susan.
Susan, do you care to respond?
Well, no, I don't have nothing to say to Marty. He has his opinion on it. A lot of politicians, a lot of different organizations, and a lot of individuals donate to different causes. And just because Michael Bloomberg donated to Gabby Gifford's organization doesn't mean he's the one that is behind it.
Let's go to Matt in Bismarck next for Susan Beeler. Go ahead, Matt. You're on What's on Your Mind. Your question or comment?
I just had a couple of comments and a question for Susan. First, I'd like to give just a little bit of background. I used to be an FFL dealer. I had a Class 3 tax certificate where I could sell and possess full automatic weapons. I went through all the correct ATF paperwork, background checks, everything to have it. I gave it up about 5 years ago because all the paperwork and everything was just becoming really, really difficult. And I didn't like the idea that ATF could come to my house at any time and without a warrant and walk in. I am pro-gun. I'm pro-Second Amendment, mainly because I am pro-liberty. An armed society is a safe and a free society. Now, you say you want people that are mentally ill not to own guns. Under the Lautenberg Amendment, which was proposed by Senator Lautenberg from South Carolina in 1995 and signed into law in 1996 by Bill Clinton, anybody that has a documented mental illness is barred from owning a gun. Anybody convicted of domestic violence, misdemeanor domestic violence, is barred from owning a gun. Violation of that is a violation of U.S. Title Code 18, and you can get a lengthy prison sentence for it. Now, you're basically already beating a dead horse because the laws are already on the books. The problem is enforcing the laws. We don't need any more gun laws in this country. We have over 5,000 gun laws in this country. And the fact that we have them laws are a direct antithesis to the Second Amendment. There's a key word in the Second Amendment that says shall not be infringed. Infringed means to restrict, regulate, or prohibit. I'm all for keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people. The whole point is we don't need gun control in this country. We need people control in this country. And what I mean by people control is we've lost our moral fabric in this country.
Brian, we're gonna have to cut you off there, unfortunately, because we're up against a break here and want to give Susan a chance to respond. Other calls waiting. Got your point. Hold that thought. And Susan, your response when we come back from the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind Friday edition. We're chatting with Susan Beeler, talking about her desire for yet more gun enforcement legislation, law enforcement, gun control rather, and specifically background checks. Her group is calling on Heidi Heitkamp to switch her position and come back to the side of expanded background checks. More on that in just a moment. Brian and Bismarck had a number of points. We'll let her respond to it. Some other calls waiting as well. Steve and I are at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, because it's the big 21st or 22nd year anniversary.
21st Ethnic Fest in downtown Walker.
And what is Ethnic Fest? If somebody's never been here before, Teresa, by the way, one of the managers at Chase on the Lake with us, tell us what Ethnic Fest is all about.
You know, it's just a fun day down in Walker, just celebrating fall. And we have a lot of vendors, a lot of great ethnic food, beer, just a great time, lots of kids events, activities. So it's a great fun day out.
And big day tomorrow, so still plenty of time to come on here.
The big day tomorrow.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, ChaseSummerLake.com for your reservations, 888-CHASE-06. Use promo code SCOTT to get a great deal. And how about the Hops and Hogs event?
We are participating in Ethnic Fest. We'll be doing a little fun out in the parking lot here in front of the Chase. We'll be doing some ethnic beer and beer sampling and some great grilling going on. So just steps away from downtown Walker, just swing down and see us.
Beer sampling
at the Chase.
And a pig.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
Yeah, so it's a great day.
And if it wears you out, then Teresa will set you up at the Copper Door Aveda Spa.
Absolutely. Ah. Absolutely. If you get kind of tired walking around downtown, yeah, come in and see us.
Time for a facial or massage.
Maybe get Scott a mani-pedi.
Always time for that. Always a good time. But we hope to see everybody downtown.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the phones in just a few minutes. Susan, I want to give you a chance to weigh in on Brian's points.
Yeah, well, Brian talked about the paperwork. Well, every business that you're in is paperwork. I own a small business. I have to make sales tax returns. I have to comply with laws that are within my community. That is part of conducting business. With the background checks, there are people that are purchasing guns without having a background check, and they're mainly doing it through online or classified ads, or person-to-person within their state. Now, Colorado did pass a law, and the law went into effect July 1st. And in 1 week, they conducted an additional 100-and-some background checks just in 1 week of the newly applied background check law. In North Dakota, we had 85,000. About 85,000, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but 85,000 background checks were conducted in North Dakota in 2012. And we know from statistics that not everybody gets a background check. So we know that in North Dakota, there are sales that are going through a channel that doesn't require a background check. And one of the things is that a background check can identify people that should not have a gun. It's just to me like locking your door. That's the first step in security if you don't want somebody entering in.
Susan, I'm going to go to some other callers that are waiting here so we can get some others in. We just have a short time left, so if you could make your comment quickly, we'll give Susan a chance to respond. John Minot, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
I was just curious. I was listening when Marty, I guess his name was, had called in, and he said that you posted his name and his business on the internet or online. Why did you do that? What did you do that for? Is it typical of liberalism that you try and intimidate people to shut up, or why did you do that? That to me was ominous.
Susan, you want to respond?
Okay, well, I will respond to it since he asked about it. I did not do that as the chapter leader of Moms Demand Action. I did it as a personal citizen that he targeted me personally. And he also came to the event that we had with Gabby Gifford and booed her. I thought that was inappropriate. And so that's what I posted. And, that's what it is. He showed up. It was a public event.
We need to get back on the phone calls. John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Vern in Williston. Vern, what's on your mind?
This is to Susan. Yesterday I got the Armed Progressive, which is about Vermont, which apparently is the most Second Amendment pro-state in the Union. And in 2010, there were 7 murders in Vermont. Only 2 of them with guns. In 2009, there were 7 murders. Not a single one was committed with a firearm. And this is a state who is very liberal, I might use the term, in gun control. In other words, there is no gun control. You can carry one anywhere, any place, anytime.
So bottom line, Vern, more guns, less crime. Susan, quick response.
Well, I didn't quite, he was referring to Vermont,
Yes.
And I guess I don't see what was relevant. They only
what's relevant is that they have more gun control laws than they do in North Dakota, and they have very low crime. So his point is that
less
crime, rather. Yeah.
Well, I would say that it's working.
No, it's less laws, less crime. They're very pro-Second Amendment in Vermont.
Yeah, I said that the opposite way. I meant to say it, yeah. Again, more guns, less crime. And in that case, Vern, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock here. Susan, appreciate you joining us today as well and taking these calls. Sorry we didn't get to all of you. Certainly be following this topic, won't we, Steve?
Absolutely.
On What's on Your Mind. And back Monday, among our guests, Doug Burgum, on this proposed Dakota Place
Big skyscraper
on the Dakota Plains. So we'll be talking about that. God bless you one and all.
Have a great weekend.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.